Mr. Redzepi?
Yes. Good morning, everyone. You know, they say that shul can bring out the worst in people. And indeed, I warned you last week that I saw things that in shuls. Some of them I related to in the book I wrote about davening. Some of them I related to around this table. Basically, my philosophy in life is as follows. When something annoys you, give a shear on it. That's the Jewish revenge. We don't kill, we don't murder, we give a shear on it. In other words, if something especially annoys you in the celebration of Judaism, namely what people do in shul, then give a shear on it and say why they're wrong. So here is the situation. Two situations that happened last week. Situation number one. I came to shul for mincha. There was a gentleman learning Torah in shul. And everyone's davening mincha, standing up and davening the silent Amidah. And he continues to learn. And then he got to an excited part of the Gemara, and he actually raised his voice so we all should hear him. Now you understand, if it's a silent Amidah, and he's raising his voice, it's not like our ears had plugs in them. Situation number one. Situation number two. A gentleman comes to shul on time. And while everyone's davening, he's looking into a Kabbalah book with all these diagrams I don't understand. And he's constantly looking in there, but he's not davening with everyone. In other words, he's there, but he's not davening with everyone. And he's looking in all these Kabbalah books and whatnot, the whole davening. Situation number three. And this one I loved. Everyone's davening, and a person's in a different part of davening. He wants to make it known that he's not where you are. So everyone is in Ashyotzer or Varech Hoshech, and he says, Moda Ani Lefanecha! Everyone's talking Baruch Shamar, and he's saying, L'olam Yeyadam! At the top of his lungs. What do you think of these situations? So on the one hand, let's be honest with each other, the guy's not blasphemy, he's not guilty of blasphemy, he's not cursing God's name out, he's not, coming into shul half naked, he's not reading a newspaper, he's doing Jewish stuff, learning, davening, etc. On the other hand, he's not amalgamating himself with the congregation. Now last week we spoke about what it means to amalgamate with the congregation, even if you're not there, everyone's celebrating Purim, you're in mourning. Or you're in mourning, everyone's in mourning, and you're happy. So let's see how this plays out in davening. A Gemara in Masechet Bracha, top of the source sheet. Dav Yeter Amud Aleph, 19a. I said nothing yet, Bruce. You got a question. What? My shirt's not on right?
This is a Beit Midrash, which also has davening. Someone's in here learning first, and the minyan then comes in. He's here with his chavruta before the davening. He's learning with him. Would he be required to
Let's see. Good question. Let's see. I like when Torah talks to me. Not that I tell the Torah what to say. Let's see what the Torah has to say. These are sources from a holy. Yes, they came out of a computer, but the computer took them out of the books that, you know, when you smell them, you smell Judaica. But let's see. Gemara Daf Yuted Amud Aleph Maseches Brachos. Ein Amet Mutal Lifnehem. When the Chevra Kadisha is dealing with a dead body. And the dead body is in a separate room and you're in this room. In other words, it's not right there. Hem yoshvim vekorin, v'hu yoshev v'domim. The Onen, the one that's about to bury his loved one, can't daven. He doesn't do any positive commandments. So they sit and they read Kriyat Shema. It's time for Kriyat Shema. And he doesn't say Kriyat Shema. And Onen doesn't do positive commandments. Hem omdim umitpalalin. But when they stand up and they daven a silent Amidah, they make a minyan before the Levaya, who omedu matzdika lavet adin. He goes ahead and says tzidok adin. So he can't daven because he's an onen. But he can't stand there doing nothing. So what does he do? In place of doing nothing, he stands up and he says tzidok hadin. Does everyone here know what tzidok hadin is? Tzidok hadin means, God, you're right, atzor tamim po'alo, the long tefillah they say at a funeral, saying, we don't understand your ways, God, but obviously, atzor tamim po'alo, you know what you're doing. He sends some sort of a prayer that has to do with his situation. He can't daven, he's an onen, he can't say Kriyat Shema. So with Kriyat Shema, he can just be quiet. When everyone's davening, he has to daven. Amar Abaye says, Abaye, you shouldn't say that tzidok hadin. Why? Olam ha'yiftach adav piv la'satan. During that tzidok hadin written in the Gemara, it says various things that say, thank God I'm alive, and we don't want to open our mouth to Satan, so we don't say those things. Okay, but The basic halacha is if everyone's davening, you should be davening. Just in this particular place, specifically, not that. The Shulchan Aruch paskins. No choice, he has to be quiet. But it doesn't say the Onin starts reading a newspaper. It doesn't say the Onin can just sit there with his feet up. It doesn't say the Onin does. He has to be quiet. In other words, he does nothing.
It also says the Onin. So when they're davening and standing up, he should stand with them.
And he says Yoshev in this case. He's allowed to sit, but he cannot do anything else. Why not? He's not allowed to daven, so let him do something else. Everyone can be davening. It's a minute before the Levaya. Let him read the newspaper. Let him go over his hesped.
Okay,
Gemara says no.
Just
why? Let's see another Gemara. Sechet brachos taflamen alavomet bet. Ani aisha nitzaveti mecha bazeh. Can anyone tell me where that pasuk is from? And don't say Shmuel Aleph, pasuk Kavav, because anyone that says that is cheating. Does anyone know where that haftorah is from? Everyone looks at you. Wow, I thought Jews come to shul three times a year, huh? Shmuel, Mr. Weiser's getting it, says so. When do we read it during the year? Tfilat Chana, you're getting close. What day of the year?
Rosh Hashanah.
You're close. Rosh Hashanah. First day Rosh Hashanah. The shul is filled. We sold tickets. It's wonderful. The security guards outside. This is Rosh Hashanah. We read Tfilat Chana. Chama, ani aisha nitzavet im mecha bazeh. Says Chana to Shmuel, to Eli, I am the woman that was here. My son is now grown up. I'm bringing him back to you as I promised. I stood here with you. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Mikan Shasu Lishev Toch Arba Amot Shel Tefila. From here we learn that if someone's davening, you're not allowed to sit within his Arba Amot. Explains the Torah. Shayal Med Kmota Vekatfu Agonim. What does it mean? Anitzemet Imcha. Since Eli was davening, she was standing with him. She wasn't sitting. Vekatfu Agonim Davka Sheyoshev Botel. So you're not allowed to, if someone's davening, you're not allowed to sit in his domain or her domain. And number two, that's only if you sit there and you do nothing. But if you sit there and you're davening, you're not up to where the tzibur is. They're in Sfone Esrei, you're somewhere else. You can daven. Albeit, you can't learn Torah. Interesting, you can't learn Torah. Even though we know that if someone's learning Torah, it's time for minyan, he doesn't have to stop for minyan. Very simple. A person's davening, and you're basically saying they're mekabel, they're accepting upon themselves the yoke of heaven, and they're davening to God. And what are you doing? You're not. However, if you're saying Kriyat Shema, you are accepting upon yourself the yoke of heaven, so that's okay. So to sum up, if you're davening but you're at a different pace, that's not a problem. I'm not dealing with that today. But if you're doing something totally different, it's like saying, they're davening, I'm not there. I don't daven. They're doing avodah shebalev. They're opening up their hearts to God. What am I doing? I'm using my brain. I'm learning Gemara. Heart, not for Judaism. Only my brain. That's not good. Gentlemen, according to this, seeing these sources, the Torah goes on and says, and therefore you have to stand up, albeit you can be davening at a different place in davening. If everyone's standing, you have to stand with them. If everyone's sitting, you have to sit with them. And you should be doing something davening-oriented. Because davening is avodah shebalev, and learning is from the mind. And you shouldn't be doing this when they're doing that. Do we have a precedent of this somewhere in davening? Does anyone remember somewhere in davening where the chazan says one thing and we say something totally different, but not totally different?
Modim.
Modim derabbanan. What's modim derabbanan all about? Chazal said, the chazan saying, thank you, God. And what does everyone say?
Awesome.
Nothing, which is like saying, I don't thank you, God. So in order that it shouldn't come out that the chazan's thanking God, but the congregation is not, we all thank God together. Same thing in other parts of davening. But that part of davening where everyone's thanking God and you're not, it comes out, oh, maybe you're not thanking God. You're saying, God, why did you do these terrible things to me?
I'd say the same thing that the chazan said.
When the chazan says things, you say amen, so you're agreeing to it.
Why not say the same thing that the chazan said about why a separate tefillah?
Good question. We'll have to deal with that in a separate shir. But our modim and their modim, we're both thanking God, albeit for different things. So to sum up, gentlemen, if everyone's standing, you have to stand with them. If everyone's sitting, you have to sit with them. You can be at a different part of davening if they're davening, but if you're doing something totally different, like learning Torah, even though we love learning Torah, it's not appropriate when everyone's davening. So therefore, accordingly, says the Torah, if everyone's davening and you're saying Kriyat Shema, would that be okay?
Yes,
because you're doing davening stuff. But if everyone's saying Kriyat Shema and you're learning a Daf Gemara, no.
Yeah. Rabbi Shaila, I've seen in yeshivas and Chazarat HaShatz, Rosh HaYeshiva learning.
May I stop you there?
Yeah.
I've given a few shiurim on learning during Chazarat HaShatz. That's a separate question. I'll explain in half a second why. Because Chazarat HaShatz, you are sitting idle or you're standing idle. You're doing nothing but saying Amen. Yeah. So the question is, can you do something else? Here is a part of davening where you should be davening. Everyone's davening, and you're not. So Chazarat HaShatz, you'll have to go back to the past shiurim and see why. But you have a good question. And indeed, in Chazarat HaShatz, there are those that allow it. Most don't. And not straight Shulchan Aruch Mishnah Berurah is, you're not allowed to do anything but say Amen.
I have a question.
Yes.
You don't. You get into early minyan.
Yes.
And now you learn the Torah.
Yeah.
So why do you have to keep the
answer you'll see in a minute. You'll see in a minute. Give me 2 minutes. The Shulchan Aruch Paskens, what we just said, Asur Lashevet Ochtalot Amot Shamitpal V'Mosek B'Dvarim Shehem Mitikunei Atfilot. In other words, he's doing davening-oriented stuff. Afilu B'Perek Ezehu Mekomon. Now let's do a litmus test. Who knows what Ezehu Mekomon is?
Kavanas.
Baruch Hashem, one tzaddik in the room. Anyone else? One of the tragedies of modern day Israel is that they start davening from Mizmor, Shir, or Hodu. No one knows what Ezel Mekomon is. They say, oh, that's in the Siddur, that's not for us. It's Korbanos, it's Mishnayos of Zvachim at the end of the Korbanos. So everyone's in Kriyat Shema, that's high up there, Mitzvah Doraisa, and all you're doing is saying the Korbanos. That's okay, you're doing davening oriented things. And some people say, listen, you can't read a newspaper when everyone's davening, but learning Torah, okay. But some people say that's only if he can't see you, but if it's right next to you, no. But if he already sat down, if he sat down and you start davening in front of him, that's your problem. So Pshat Shulchan Aruch is, his point of view is, if everyone's davening, you're davening with them. There is a Yesh Mi Shomer, you're allowed to learn Gemara, you're allowed to learn Torah. But that's only, according to some, under certain circumstances, namely on this side, not on that side. But Pshat, no. Now comes a great, wonderful Gemara. There was once a Takana called Baal Keri. Someone that has a similum omission can't daven. So this person comes to Shul, Baal Keri, he's not allowed to daven, he's not allowed to say brachos. So the Gemara says, Lama Meharher, so why does he have to think about saying brachos? You made a Takana, he can't daven. So why does he have to think about davening? Let him think about how wonderful his prime minister is. Let him think about his wife is a witch. Let him think about many different things. Why in God's name does he have to think about davening? You say he can't daven. He doesn't have to think about davening. Answer. Amar Rabbi Elazar. Kedei sheyilo yiyu kol ha'olam oskim bavo hu yoshev u'batel. Explain.
Everyone
is davening. And what is he doing?
Nothing.
He's sitting, not doing anything.
How does that look?
Looks bad.
Why?
Looks like he's Farishman and Tzibah.
Right. Look at the Shulchan Aruch. If someone comes into Shul, already davened, who asked the question? Who got the question before already davened? Early Minyan came into Shul.
Yitzchak.
Yeah.
You hear? Karak Kriyat Shema. You already davened. Minichmas Lebet HaKnet. You came into Shul. You forgot your pipe. You smoke a pipe?
No.
Pretend you do. You come in and you forgot your pipe. You're going in just to get your pipe, and everyone's saying, Shema Yisrael, what are you supposed to do? Tzarich likrot imahem pasuk rishon kedei shelo yira'e ki'ilu ino rotze lekabel olmachut shamayim im chavirav. Everyone's saying, God, you're the only God, God is one. And Yitzchak's not saying it. So what does it look like?
He's not participating.
He doesn't agree. He's Purish
me'atzibur.
We said learning Gemara might be different, but in this case, you're not learning Gemara. You're just walking in. You're just standing there. For who adin? Im hu bebeit ha-knesset v'omer divrei tachanunim u'psukim achirim sh'rasai lifsok. Same, Kriyat Shema is high up there. You have to say Kriyat Shema. Indeed, why? Shia nirak yilu korei mahem. So you can be doing davening-oriented stuff as long as your lips are moving. But if you're learning Gemara and you're just looking at it and everyone's saying Kriyat Shema and you're not, it looks like they all accept the yoke of heaven and you don't. Just the Mishnah Bura adds, V'hu adin shar davar sha'atzibur omrim k'on ki tehila d'david. What's the tehila d'david? What we call Ashrei. Or Aleinu. Korei mahem sheken derech eretz. So we just learned from these sources two things. Number one, when a congregation or a minyan is davening, you daven with them. If you're doing davening-oriented activities, even if you're not exactly at the same place they are, that's okay. But you cannot be doing something totally different than davening. So if they're saying Kriyat Shema, you're supposed to say with them. If they're saying Baruch Shama, you can be in Ezel Mekoman. If they're at Shmone Esrei, you could be in Korbanos. That's fine. But there can't be a situation where they're all davening wherever they are, and you're reading the newspaper or learning Torah. And yes, there are those that allow learning Torah, but that's a Yesh Misha Omer in the Shulchan Aruch. The Stam, the regular, the point of view of the Shulchan Aruch is everyone's davening, you should daven. That's in terms of laws of davening. The Mishnah Berurah just threw in a second reason here. What was his last words?
Derech Eretz.
Derech Eretz. What's Derech Eretz mean?
It's polite.
Polite. Manners. The manners meaning the normal way of the word. Derech means path. Eretz means land. The way of the land. The way of the land is if someone's talking, you don't interrupt them. That's the way of the land. I know that in this generation that has been diluted. It's very, very acceptable. Someone's giving a lecture and 1,500 people are listening. Kibekiilu. And of the 1,500 people that are listening, 1,499 are actually playing with their phones. But that's Derech Eretz today. Once upon a time it wasn't.
What about
says the Mishnah Berurah before Harold's question. Not only in terms of the laws of davening is this bad. It looks like everyone's talking to God, accepting upon themselves the yoke of heaven, and you're not. But rather, it's not Derech Eretz. It's not Derech Eretz to do it. It's not, ma'am, everyone's davening and you're not. If everyone's standing up, stand up with them. So let's talk about Derech Eretz in the morning. So first of all, in terms of the laws of davening, it looks like everyone's talking to God, accepting upon themselves the yoke of heaven, and you're not. And number two, Derech Eretz. We'll talk about Derech Eretz in a moment. Harold had a question.
What about reading the Parsha sheets while everybody's davening?
What do you think? What do you think? You sit, you stand with them. You're all sick b'Torah. You're not reading the advertisements about going to Chutz La'aretz?
No.
Okay. So you have a Yesh Matir goal, sick b'Torah. You do have that. But that's a Yesh Matir. But that's only in certain sick situations. In general, not. But yeah, Yesh Misha Matir. Yesh Misha Matir.
So halachu l'maisa, you go to the Ashkenazim.
Yeah.
You come back to shul because the rabbi speaks, you have to musaf.
Okay. Let's see what you're supposed to do. So the first issue is, if everyone's davening, you should be davening with them because it looks like everyone's talking to God, acknowledges God, and you're an atheist. We don't want that to happen. But the second issue is Derech Eretz. So if I want to learn what Derech Eretz is, I got to go where?
Berkei
Avos. Good guess, Harold. Turn the page. Very good guess, Harold. As a Masechet Derech Eretz, as I told you, they're quasi tractates. Masechet Derech Eretz, Masechet Kala, Masechet Smachot. What is Masechet Derech Eretz? I wanted to see in Masechet Derech Eretz. What does it say about this? So I don't know Masechet Derech Eretz. I have a computer program to do a search, and this is what it came up with. Everybody ready? Now this is not davening oriented. This is when everyone's listening to a shiur and you're talking on the telephone in the same room. Okay? Hello? What? Who? What? Where? Not during davening. I've seen that during davening too. But if ever someone's giving a shir, well, I can't hear you! What's the story? Lo yeh adam er ben hayishenim. You shouldn't be awake amongst people that are sleeping. You're in a tent in the army, everyone's sleeping. You shouldn't be playing around with your plastic bags that wakes up people. Velo yeshen ben ha'arim. You shouldn't be sleeping. Everyone's awake and say, can you be quiet already? I'm trying to sleep. It's time to wake up. People are awake. Therefore, a person should go to sleep at night and wake up in the morning. Because what's going to happen? If he doesn't do that, or she doesn't do that, he's going to scream out the window at 10 o'clock. Can't you be quiet? I'm trying to sleep. 10 o'clock in the morning, you're trying to sleep? Yes, 10 o'clock in the morning is when I'm asleep. I'm an owl. I look like a human, I'm reeling an owl. Next. Lo boche ben ha-shochakim ve lo sochek ben ha-bochim. We talked about this last week. You shouldn't be crying when everyone's laughing, laughing when everyone's crying. Everyone ready for this one? Ve lo yoshev ben ha-homdim ve lo omed ben ha-yoshvim. Everyone's standing up for Shmoneh Esrei, and what are you doing?
You're sitting.
Or everyone's sitting, what are you doing? Standing. By the way, very relevant when an Ashkenazi goes into a Sephardi shul. What am I talking about?
Kaddish.
They all sit. And all the, you're an Ashkenazi, you stand. Can't do that. Same thing, those that stand in Kriya Satorah, same idea. The local Rebbe in Ashua.
Unless you're already standing, and then also for the Sephardim.
Correct. The local Rebbe in Ashonim, the local Shoneh in Akorim. A person should not be reading between those that are learning quietly and vice versa. The Machzor Vitri, Talmud of Rashi, says, Klalo shel davar, al yeshane adam da'ato, midat chaverav, o midat b'nei adam. If everyone's doing one thing, don't do something detrimentally different from everyone else. Now, what does that mean? A reshut harabim, a street, everyone's doing something different. There's no such thing as everyone's doing something. But if you're on a highway, and everyone's driving, what shouldn't you do?
Stop.
That's what this Mesechet Derech Eretz and the Machzor Vitri is talking about. So is everyone standing to daven, what should you not be doing?
Sitting.
Number two is if everyone's davening, you shouldn't be doing something totally different, and that is learning. Davening is talking to God. Learning is telling, asking God, what do you want from me? God talking to us. You shouldn't be doing something detrimentally different from everyone else. So Yitzchak asked before, okay, well, that is true. But let's assume I already davened, and I'm in the base medrash of the shul, and I'm learning, and they come in for mincha. What should I do? You just gave me two reasons that I can't be in the room. Number one is, it looks like everyone davens, and I don't acknowledge God. I don't talk to God, I don't daven in a minyan. They don't know the secret I daven at the early mincha. They think, or it looks like, everyone's mekabel halav o machut shamayim, and you're not. So, reason number one, that's a religious reason. Reason number two is a human reason. Everyone's doing one thing, and you're not doing it. Like everyone's standing for the tzfirah, for the siren, and you're walking along, not for you. Not my business. Everybody's doing one thing, you're doing the other. So what should I do? Everyone ready from a story from Rav Soloveitchik? With this we conclude. Rav Soloveitchik. Rav Herschel Schechter says the following. Harbe pa'amim ira, sherabenu kvar yitpalel mincha be'erev shabbat miba'od yom. Stop. Rav Soloveitchik daven mincha early on Erev Shabbos. I don't know why, I can probably guess why, and that is that he, in the last years of his life, he stayed with his daughter and son-in-law. His son-in-law is already Zichrono Levracha. He was a Hasidic Rebbe. So I can guess that if it's a Hasidic shtibo, they probably daven mincha too late on Erev Shabbos. Because Hasidim like to daven late. In other words, they look at when it's on time, they say, we got 10 more minutes. The second reason I can think of is a religious reason. There's something called Tosefet Shabbos, adding on from Friday to Shabbos. It could very well be that Rav Soloveitchik felt, well, if you did Tosefet Shabbos and you accepted upon yourself Shabbos, I can daven mincha. You're basically saying it's already Saturday, it's not Friday. So he daven mincha early. Or number three, he just had a mincha gdola. In Efrat today, I know of one, three mincha gdola minions on Erev Shabbos. That's the ones I know about. There's probably more. So he davened mincha early, whatever the reason is, he davened mincha early. But he came to shul on time, and everyone was davening mincha for Erev Shabbos, Friday night, okay? They all came in, everyone has their suits and ties, this is America, they don't come in like schlumps. They come in, good Shabbos, not Shabbos yet, we still have to daven mincha. Uvisha'ashi padelu belachash, beveit ha-kneset, yatzar rabbeinu mebeit ha-kneset el ha-prozdor. Anyone want to explain those words? When they davened Shmoneh Esrei, Rav Soloveitchik, already elderly in years. No one would think Rav Soloveitchik doesn't believe in God, does not an atheist. He walked out to the hallway. Why? Shelo ya'amot shama b'sha'a shehem mitpalelim v'hu lo mitpaleli mahem. So it doesn't look like everyone's davening and he's not. Meaning Rav Soloveitchik, Talmid Chacham Mufak, I don't have to tell you, knew all the Gemaras we just said, and said that what shouldn't look like everyone's davening and I'm not. Everyone's davening, I'm looking in Kabbalah books. Everybody's davening and I'm learning Gemara. Shouldn't look good like everyone's davening and I don't believe in prayer. So I'm walking out to the hallway. Then he had something. Gentlemen, I felt better. When I saw this 20 years ago, boy did I feel better. I thought my whole life, why do the people with parents leave during Yisker?
It's all to the parents.
Because it gives the parents heebie-jeebies. Right? Ayin hara, things that I don't get. Comes Rav Soloveitchik, halachist, litvak, says, that's not the reason. Why do they leave?
Because they're not saying.
Everyone's saying Yisker, what are you doing? You're not. What is that synonymous with? Everyone's davening Shmoneh Esrei, right? And you're not. You ready? Uchemin hagan afotz, as is the common custom, she'ele shalom rim yisker, yotzimi beit hakneset al haprosdor, v'sha'asha kahal omrim yiskor, v'hakol al pi atam shenisa b'gemara brachot kaf amud bet legabei bal keri. We learned the Gemara. Look on the page before. What did the Gemara say? Bal keri mahara berlibo. Why? Shelo yekola olam oskimbo v'hu yashavu vatel. My whole life I thought Yisker, Ainara, Ibijibis. Therefore, in certain places they said, stay in, say this. Gentlemen, halachic reason. Why do people go out there in Yisker? ABC of halacha. Everybody's davening. You're not davening with them. Out. Find a different place. Wow. I remember seeing this. I said, I finally get it. It can't be heebie-jeebies. My whole life, I said, how can it be a whole world except at heebie-jeebies? Certain people have ayin hara. You know, they come to Israel, they get the red thing, they think that's it, I'm good for life. There are certain people like that. But most people don't think in those terms. Rav Soloveitchik didn't think in those terms. I'll tell you why everyone goes out for Yisker. Just like a Baal Keri can't be in shul when everyone's davening, and just like you can't be in shul when everyone's davening, if everyone's saying Yisker and you're not, get out or say Yisker.
Is that one of the reasons why an Avel Kabbat Shabbat when you're in Shiva walks out by Kabbat Shabbat?
That's more of a minhag, but indeed, because he's not happy and he can't say Kabbalat Shabbat, he's not in the mood to say it, and Kabbalat Shabbat is a minhag, so he walks out. He unfortunately is not at that mood, so he has to be outside. He can't be in the room. Everyone's Lecha Dodi and he's not Lecha Dodi.
Everybody sits during Chazaras Hashatz.
Okay.
One minhag is to stand Chazaras Hashatz.
Right. I don't think so. Those are two legitimate minhagim. You're both part of Chazaras Hashatz. The problem here is different. When everybody stands, not half-half, and you're sitting.
But most people sit during Chazaras Hashatz.
That's fine. You can sit too. If you stand, you stand. Those are two legitimate minhagim. They're both written in Shulchan. No, you're both in Chazaras Hashatz, albeit what do you do during Chazaras Hashatz? Like if you have a minyan half Sephardi, half Ashkenazi, when it comes to Kaddish, you're going to see half-half, like a yo-yo, half, windshield wipers. One down, one up. So gentlemen, I think we've established today beautifully, when you're in a shul and there's a minyan doing something, you're doing what the minyan does. The only caveat is you don't have to be exactly at the same place the minyan is. If they're exactly at Shmoneh, so you don't have to be there. You can do davening-oriented stuff. Little heter for learning Torah, but small heter, yesh misha omer, and linim. That's in terms of laws of davening. But number two, derech eretz, everyone's davening, and you're moda lefanecha when they're in the middle of a silent Shmoneh Esrei. Absolutely inappropriate according to the laws of human conduct. And if you don't believe human conduct, because it's goyishe, mesechet derech eretz, mefurash. And Rav Soloveitchik in his elderly years wouldn't stay in shul when they're davening Shmoneh Esrei. Imagine, they probably would have made a mechitza around him. He said the halacha is a halacha. He walks out to the hallway, which explains why people walk out during Yisker. So gentlemen, next time you come to shul and there's a minyan and you're not going to daven with them, find a different place to learn, please. If you're learning Torah, maybe you have a little heter, but definitely no heter for sitting down when they're standing up, and absolutely no heter when when everyone's silent, for you to open your big mouth and say Modani Shma Yisrael when everyone else is quiet. You amalgamate yourself with the tzibur, and if you can't, because you've already davened like Yitzchak, or for whatever reason you're an owning, God forbid, you walk out of the room. There's a hallway, there's other rooms. I got it off my chest, and I thank you all. Now I feel like a pussycat. I can go about my life. Thank God.
So the man of that shul is everyone.